Today's devotional, The Samaritan Woman at the Well, a meeting that changed everything. John chapter 4, verses 1 through 42. When Jesus met the Samaritan woman at the well, it wasn't just a casual encounter. It was a divine appointment. She came to the well alone, at noon, a time when others wouldn't be there. That detail speaks volumes. She was avoiding people. Shame, pain, and her past probably pushed her into isolation. Yet Jesus was already there, waiting. He opens the conversation with a simple request. Give me a drink, John chapter 4, verse 7. But it's more than thirst. It's invitation. It's relationship. It's barrier breaking. The Jews didn't associate with Samaritans. Men didn't speak like this to women in public. Holy people didn't engage with the morally compromised. But Jesus did, because he wasn't there to talk about water. He was there to offer living water. Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. John chapter 4, verses 13 and 14. Jesus didn't avoid her mess. He acknowledged it. You have had 5 husbands, and the one you now have is not your husband. But he didn't shame her. He saw her fully and completely and offered her grace anyway. That kind of love disarms even the most guarded hearts. And what does she do next? She becomes a witness. The same woman who came to the well in hiding ran back to her town shouting, "Come, see a man who told me all that I ever did." Her shame was replaced by purpose. So why this story still speaks is, Jesus meets us where we are. You don't have to clean up yourself to meet Jesus. He comes to your well, your normal, broken, messy place, and meets you there. He knows your story and stays. Jesus doesn't flinch at your past. He names it, redeems it, and writes a better one. And he offers living water. Nothing else will satisfy you like Jesus. Not relationships, not achievements, not religion. Only him. And remember, your story has power. The woman's testimony brought people to Jesus. Yours can too. You don't need to be a theologian. Just honest about how he changed your life. And that concludes today's message. Let's pray. Thank you for meeting us in our dry and broken places. Thank you that we don't have to hide our past, our failures, or our shame from you, because you already know and you still love us. Thank you for the living water you offer, the kind that satisfies our deepest thirsts. Help us drink deeply from your well today. Use our story like you used the Samaritan woman's to draw others to you. Give us courage to speak even when we feel unqualified. Let your grace shine through our weakness. We love you and we trust you. In your powerful name, amen.